By this time, everyone in the palace knew that a little girl had come to make the princess cry. Soon, a great crowd of people was waiting outside the room. "I wonder if that child can really make the princess cry," whispered one of the people. "No, indeed," said another. "Does she think she is wiser than the wisest men?" At last, the king and queen could wait no longer. They quietly opened the door and peeped into the room. And what do you think they saw? The princess was standing at the table with Marigold's basket in front of her. She was peeling onions as hard as she could while the tears ran down her face. She was crying at last. The king and queen ran into the room and took their daughter in their arms, onions and all. Some of the queen's friends put their handkerchiefs to their noses. The servants laughed when they heard what had happened. And the cook said, "Well, I could have done that myself." From that day, the princess was like everybody else. She cried when she was unhappy and laughed when she was glad. I am pleased to say, though, that she always laughed much more often than she cried. As for Marigold, she got her bag of gold from the king. With the money, she bought good food, and her mother soon became well and strong again. The king and queen often invited Marigold to come to the palace and play with their daughter. They all grew to love her very much because she was always kind and good and merry.